Hey there, it's Liz Garcia, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on YouTube at trumpetoftruthtv.com and on a podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And every Tuesday, I do your weekly dose of higher consciousness topic of the week. And last week, I promised it was going to be all about the meaning of truth and, what is the truth and how do you verify the truth? And if you're not familiar with this podcast or videocast, most of it is based on the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins, who was a world-renowned scientist, psychiatrist, doctor, PhD in the science of consciousness. And he's most well known for his book, Power Versus Force, which I don't have in front of me right now. And Truth Versus Falsehood is another one, as well as Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender. I'll share some of those here because they're all significant resources to help you raise your level of consciousness and let go of what's getting in the way of doing that. So today I want to talk about truth because many of us, especially many of us of lower consciousness, think we know the truth. And that's quite evident in what goes on in the news and politics. For sure, politics, like most politicians, have no clue about the truth because they're clouded, their perception is clouded by lower consciousness. Period. Self-serving, righteous pride, anger, bitterment, resentment, victimhood, all of that good stuff. And I'm all worked up and it's a button pusher for me that there's so much ridiculous, false, everything in the news and in politics for sure. So I'm going to try not to get all caught up in that today because I invite it into my energy field when I do. Okay. So we're going to talk about the truth, and I'm going to just read, Dr. Hawkins is friggin' brilliant. Genius level on this topic, for sure. Of the highest consciousness that a human can be and still be in the body, and by the way, he's not in the body anymore. He passed, I think, in 2012. But others in the consciousness community have calibrated his level of consciousness as 1,000, which is the same level of consciousness as the Buddha, Christ, Krishna. And to think that we can't have access to someone like that in the modern times is a false belief and misunderstanding. So you expect him to appear some way because Jesus and the Buddha were perceived from lower consciousness on many fronts. Many religions don't perceive the teachings of the Buddha or Christ at the highest level that it is. So if you'd like to perceive or understand the highest level of consciousness that the Buddha and Jesus taught and Krishna, you want to pay attention to Dr. Hawkins. Listen in to some of his video casts. You can find a lot of clips of his on YouTube. He's super funny, brilliant, and speaks of the highest levels of consciousness. So a great place to start if you want some healing and access to higher truths. So I'm going to read out of his book because he's friggin' brilliant, and I can't articulate understanding truth as well as he can. So be prepared for big words. So this is chapter 3 in Truth Versus Falsehood, and it talks about truth as an enigma, the challenge and the struggle. So the requisite foundation and essential basis for development of a pristine, verifiable science of truth is the understanding of the nature of consciousness itself. How's that for a mouthful? Without such a foundation, clarification of its essential nature has floundered between the mechanistic reductionism of brain chemistry, is another mouthful. So the calibrated level of the mechanistic reductionism of brain chemistry is 410 on the map of consciousness, which is relatively high, but not of the highest truth. And as an example, the energy and truth of love is of 500 and above, which is non-linear spiritual dimension truth. There's far more truth and power the higher you go up the map of consciousness. So we're limited. Science is limited in conveying truth, except for the topics that they convey truth about. And still, it's still a linear perception of the truth. So another thing he says, so without this foundation we introduced at the beginning, the essential clarification of essential nature has floundered between the mechanistic reductionism of brain chemistry and the abstract intellectualizations of philosophy, which is the calibrated level of that is 460. So excellence on the intellectual level is 460 on the map of consciousness, which is excellent. It's excellence. However, there's a block at the level of the mind to what the truth is, because they're caught up in the science of it all, the math of it all, the intellectualization of it all. So this results in circuitous tautologies that eventually lead to metaphysics, which is metaphysics, the level of consciousness of metaphysics is 450. Theology is calibrates at 450, and epistemology calibrates at 460. So all of these cause problems because of the essential nature of all of these when trying to build, create a foundation for determining what is truth and what is not true. So how do we know, and how do we know that we know? And is there even a primordial bedrock upon which faith and credibility can be placed? So this is a huge problem in consciousness in general, because this planet is predominantly of lower consciousness population is. Not to say that our collective is. The level of consciousness of the planet at last I've read, the calibration was like 207, which is just above, you know, lower consciousness. So that gateway between higher and lower consciousness is 200 on the map. And the gateway between lower mind and higher mind is 275 on the map. So we're not even, as a planet, we're not even of higher mind yet, which is fine because we're an evolving planet. Most of what science and scientific paradigms are based on is the Newtonian paradigm, which calibrates at 460. Whereas just something of interest to note is genius level individuals like Einstein, Freud, Jung. Well, Einstein and Freud calibrated at 499 on the map of consciousness, but they were not able to break through to the 500 level. And they probably had, you know, I think Einstein had an awareness of a greater dimension for sure, but he did not break through to it because he's still kind of in this level of the mind and reasoning. Carl Jung, however, broke through. He's another famous psychiatrist, if you don't know. I think it was like 540 I read recently. So he took what Freud had to say to the next dimension when he speaks about archetypes and archetypal patterning. It's a higher level truth, which is super interesting to understand. To the modern mind, science is real and objective, whereas the non-physical phenomena and experiences of a mental or a subjective nature are considered unsubstantial, of questionable authenticity, and subject to doubt and argument. The appearance of quantum mechanics, which is calibrated at 460, and the Heisenberg uncertainty principle also calibrates at 460, spell the end of the dominance of the Newtonian paradigm of reality and the beginning of the emergence of a more sophisticated and advanced evolution of science that leads from the predictable linear to the unpredictable non-linear. So the predictable linear of science is at 460 on the map of consciousness. The unpredictable nonlinear calibrates at 500 on up into affinity. This is the land of spirit, God, creator. God is infinite on the map of consciousness. There's no limits to God and the creation of divinity. So throughout the ages, the human mind and its intellect have been both the tool as well as the subject of the investigation of the enormous complexity of reason and rationality. And if you look at the map of consciousness, reason and rationality is everything in the 400s. And one point on the map of consciousness is 10 to the 400th, you know, so 10 to the 400th power is 400. 10 to the 405th power is 405. And so if you understand logs and exponential growth, exponential kind of calculations, the power gets huge. It's huge in the 400s, never mind 500 and above. It's enormous. The sheer volume of man's investigations filled with vast libraries and grew to enormous proportions. Inquiry led to a bewildering proliferation of information rather than a conclusive resolution or simplification. As a consequence, in the 1950s, an erudite group of educators and scholars chaired by Mortimer Alder sought to give organizational recognition to the intellectual efforts of the great thinkers over the century. This resulted in the production of the great books of the Western world. This was created in 1952. And if you get Truth versus Falsehood, the list of all the great books in the Western world and their calibrations are in here. I think I said, say, 1, 2, 3, there's about 80 or so great books of the Western world that all calibrate in the 400s, except for, there's a couple of them in here. There's some in the 500s by Dante and Augustine. And then there's something in the 200 by Engels. I don't even know who that is, Engels. And Karl Marx, get rid of him. He calibrates super low on the map of consciousness. Engels is at 200, so it's still positive aspect oriented. The only book on here, which is not of higher consciousness, it's super low consciousness, is any teachings of Karl Marx. He's operating from a super low level of, like, almost hatred. His level of consciousness is hateful, vengeful, nothing good going on there. Which is where you'll find dictators and authoritarian rulers. You know, they're not operating from a high level of consciousness. So I wanted to point that out, where a significant amount of truth of the mind can be found is in the great books of the Western world. And there's a recommendation here that if you could schedule a serious study of the books over a 10-year period, its contents include the major contributions of the following of all of these great thinkers throughout history. And you won't be surprised by who's on this list at all, right? Socrates, Aristotle, Melville, Newton, Shakespeare, Plato, Sophocles, all kinds of goodies going on in the great books of the Western world. Now, they didn't get around to putting together the great books of the Eastern world, but it was, and the Middle East. And unfortunately, man's earliest works were lost in the fire at the Great Library at Alexandria in the year 48 BC. Super interesting. I'm not going to read all of this, but I do want to pick up some of this chapter that I think is interesting as it regards to truth. And the science, well, it's not even, I don't even know if he can call it, he calls it a science, but the way consciousness is calibrated, applied kinesiology is used to make consciousness calibrations. And the process of consciousness calibrations calibrates in the 600s, as opposed to science tops out at 460 for the most part. So it's a quantum leap in understanding in the nonlinear metaphysical realm of what's really going on. What's the real truth about anything, right? And to be able to do consciousness calibrations, I did a whole episode on how to do consciousness calibrations. However, you have to be of higher mind for sure. You have to be clinically removed from the results, which is a challenge for many. That's why I don't do consciousness calibrations at all. I've tried, but I get mixed results. So I just kind of like, I'm not going to get in the way of it because I'd rather have someone else do it that isn't really have any vested interest in the answer. That's really what you need. And you need someone of higher consciousness as well. Typically, the level of consciousness of the person doing the calibration, excuse me, I just drank some bubbly water. The level of consciousness of the person doing the calibrations, the accuracy rate goes up the higher the level of consciousness. And by the way, according to Dr. Hawkins, at the level of consciousness of 700, which is super rare, very few individuals ever get this high, truth just comes through. It's like you're no longer subject to the ego, the lower mind. You're aligned with truth and higher consciousness, and you intentionally essentially speak the truth without thinking about it. It just comes through you. And Dr. Hawkins, like I said, he was operating from enlightened states throughout much of his life, probably mostly after he quit. He went into seclusion for a few years because he was having to deal with the enlightened states, which can be challenging, take it from me. So anyway, I'm going to point out a couple of things in this chapter. And one of them has to do with a major development that affected the lives and recoveries of millions of people around the earth was the appearance of the 12-step recovery program that arose out of Alcoholics Anonymous. This 12-step program calibrates at 540 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. 540 is the level of consciousness of inner joy, unconditional love, and miraculous healing. So it evolved into the more generalized and widespread acceptance of recovery as an effective and transformative solution to multiple personal and social problems and behaviors. So if you want to break free from victimhood, I see victimhood as an addiction. And I've seen it in my own life. And like victimhood is an energetic addiction to sinkholes and aligning with lower consciousness and letting go of your own power. I felt like to follow the 12-step recovery program from addiction of victimhood is a good idea. To step into that power and take responsibility for your life, which is what that 12-step program is doing. There's forgiveness, taking responsibility, stepping into your own power, accepting everything that you've ever done, and apologizing for it to yourself and others is a good idea if you care about your own evolution of consciousness and living a productive and loving life. That's a great program to follow because it's of super high consciousness and super rare. Again, I'm going to repeat it. Individuals that calibrate at 540 or above is only 0.4% of the planet. So if you can align with those energies through this program, you're doing yourself a big favor. So great multitudes of people recovered from grave and incurable illnesses. And these recoveries were witnessed by millions more of relatives, families, employers, friends, and grateful spouses. Faith-based therapy groups in prison population reduced the recidivism rate by 35%. There's proof in consciousness that these higher level kind of take action approaches, step into higher awareness and wake up from the sleep. You know, being asleep is to be sucked into lower consciousness as a victim on anything. That's sleep. That's what sleep is. You can't see through that mercury glass ceiling you got going on in your perception field. This is something interesting to hear. The populace of today's world is naive in that it presumes that the prevalence of available knowledge of society has always been the human condition whereas the opposite has been true. Historically, information of great value was guarded by the privileged few and unavailable to the masses. So Dr. Hawkins has come across an answer to many prayers, is that how do you tell the truth from falsehood on anything? Who do you believe? Thoughts come through the mind, through the energy field of your own experiences, beliefs, thoughts, feelings. Suppressed and repressed emotions filter your perception. If you got old stuff sitting in your energy field, the energy of it feeds the mind, which is why you could have this monkey mind of recurring thoughts and feelings about stuff that happened 50 years ago. You have to be a pretty high consciousness to discern truth from falsehood. And even then, you're still susceptible to lower consciousness because you don't know who to believe. And this is the story of the wolf in sheep's clothing, which, by the way, most politicians are, but they don't know it because they don't understand consciousness. This is new, and I don't know why I keep bringing up politics, because lower mind politicizes everything. Including, you know, right now this coronavirus thing is going on. There's so much misinformation and politicalization of this. It's crazy. It's of low consciousness, period. It's below 200. That's why you can't believe most everybody. However, there are some places to find the truth and consciousness calibrations. I'm going to share that. I subscribe to a website called consciousnesscalibrations.com. And he shares the consciousness calibrations of, as an example, the deal with coronaviruses. What are they all about? And he calibrated 7 videos from YouTube. And there are quite a few above 350. And 350 is the level of consciousness needed to solve problems. And then there's some that are below 200, which aren't true. And then he calibrates some of the people in the media like that we're trusting, like Dr. Fauci, that guy who I liked, but he's operating from a low level of consciousness, and it's a level of consciousness that's self-serving and politicized. So he's not worth listening to anymore, that's for sure, until he wakes up and realizes what he's doing. Anyway, consciousnesscalibrations.com really puts into context what's true, what's not true. And it's a great resource. Same with truth versus falsehood. This is a great encyclopedia of calibrations of what's true and not true. So you can start to align and discern what's going on. And you can see people energetically. How are they behaving? You know, what's the energy coming out of them? Is it anger and this, or is it kind of discernment, evaluative, open to discussion type of thoughtful person? Like, who do you want running the country? And this is kind of ties back to this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz, where I address which current presidential candidate is of the highest consciousness. So that's the quiz of the week. You might want to check it out. It comes out on Wednesdays on the podcast. I wanted to just talk about, how do you verify truth? And what Dr. Hawkins has come up with is a way to verify truth from falsehood about anything throughout history. It's pretty amazing. You can't, however, verify the truth of anything futuristic. It has to be present day, and you can't calibrate everything either. There's some areas that you may be denied access to the truth about, and that's part of the consciousness calibration process, is to test first if you have permission to test a particular subject. And if you don't, you can't test it. And you can't ignore it, because you'll get a false reading. So when people wake up to the availability of this way to test the truth, and it catches on, our governments could improve tremendously and serve everybody, including the politicians. They don't know any better. If they did know any better, they'd wake up and they'd start deciding to be of higher consciousness and have integrity and solve problems. So this is my high horse. It's not to judge or blame and shame politicians. I don't want to do that. I just want to wake us all up to the truth as to where true power is. And how can you serve the highest good if you're operating for lower consciousness? You can't. You're destructive and ignorant in that regard. And that's the scoop on the truth today. I was going to talk about the higher levels of consciousness, which I hinted at. Well, I was talking about very advanced states of consciousness. So I'm going to read this little passage from the book too. Very advanced states of consciousness are extremely rare. And at the time of the printing of this book, there were six sages on the planet who calibrated 600 or over. Only six. Of these, three were between 600 and 700, one between 700 and 800, one between 800 and 900, and one between 9 and 1,000. So 600 and above is the land of enlightenment, which is unlike anything you could ever imagine. I've experienced high states of consciousness, which is how I am able to communicate and validate that Dr. Hawkins is speaking of the highest truth for sure. And enlightenment, the states of enlightenment, as he would call it, I would agree with him, is a radical pursuit. I did not consciously pursue enlightenment, but I had the incredible opportunity and amazing grace to experience it. So that's it for today's topic about the truth. How do you calibrate the truth? Check out my video on consciousness calibrations and applied kinesiology. But you can't be of lower consciousness on any topic to get accurate results. But now we do have a way, and I have a, you know, that consciousnesscalibrations.com website is now available to do consciousness calibrations and share it. Where he has permission to share calibrations, he does. He shares consciousness calibrations of individuals, which Dr. Hawkins wasn't too big on that unless they were historic figures. But apparently he's getting permission to do that because some people, famous people that are of lower consciousness, you don't really want to be given your attention to. Although there are many people of lower consciousness that write books that are of higher consciousness. So it's a little bit of like a divine dichotomy going on there, I guess. So you got to just pay attention. He does consciousness calibrations of books and movies. And like, what do you want to put your attention on? The truth or not the truth? You can for sure watch movies that are of lower consciousness. I mean, they can be fun, scary movies. All right. So that's it for this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness on the topic of the truth. Per the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins. Next week, we're going to hit on the consciousness level of 400 and the mind. That's next on the list. We're going to hit on that so you can understand what's going on at this level and what ways of being can you align with to be in the 400s on some topic in your life. If you like what's going on here, subscribe to your weekly dose of higher consciousness on YouTube at trumpetoftruthtv.com. Or listen in on my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. And remember, love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. Even though you don't believe it, and I didn't believe it until I realized it, I'm like, holy crow, love is the truth. Align with that and intend to embody that understanding, and you'll be in for a joyful ride. See you next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like
1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of. Those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills. Tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.